This is Dear Hallmark. Each week, I'll bring you reviews of your favorite Hallmark movies and TV shows. So grab a drink and let's see what we're getting into with this episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode here at Dear Hallmark. My name is Dara. And if you're wondering why the audio sounds the way that it sounds, I am away on holiday, visiting my mother for the holidays, and I did not bring any podcast equipment. And that is purposeful. I had every intention to record this episode before I left so that I could record it with my microphone. But your girl was spent. Countdown to Christmas was incredibly busy for me between work, fan leaders, my personal life. It was just a lot going on. So the end of the year is almost here, and I knew I could not leave this year nor leave season 3 without giving you guys my favorite countdown to Christmas movies of 2023. But we're going to do something different this year. This year, because of how many different types of movies we received in our countdown to Christmas lineup, I made this superlatives list. And these are the most random categories. They have no rhyme or reason. Some of them I do care about in terms of like what I love in my Hallmark Christmas movies, no matter the year. Some of the other categories I made specifically for a specific movie, and you'll find out as I go through them. But I wanted to start off this recap episode with these Christmas superlatives. And I made sure to do 12 for the 12 days of Christmas. And let's just get right into them. So the first Christmas superlative I have is best food. And I feel like that should go none other than to a holiday hotline. I feel like it would be remiss if this movie wasn't even in the category. So Best Food, Holiday Hotline, that movie was all types of charming. The turkey was mouth-watering. All of the dishes they were talking about were mouth-watering. I loved it. Next category is Swankiest Party. This category has 3 movies that are nominated. And then I'm going to, as I'm recording this with you now, pick one as my favorite. This is how we're going to do it. Again, Dear Hallmark equals shenanigans. So for Swankiest Party, the 3 movies I have nominated in that category is Biltmore Christmas for the film party with the dress and the tuxedos. We have A Not-So-Royal Christmas with the Christmas gala, of course. And then we have The Seals with a List New Year's Eve party. And so this one is very hard because while I consider myself one of the most low maintenance bougie people I've ever met, I still love a good pomp and circumstance, get a la Not So Royal Christmas and Biltmore Christmas. But there was something about the New Year's Eve of it all with Sealed with the List that I'm going to give the Swankiest Party to Sealed with the List. I miss New Year's Eve movies. What happened? What happened to our New Year's movies? I miss those. The last one we got, I think, was New Year's Resolution in 2020 with Michael Rady and Amy Teagarden. And I think we need to get back on the horse. If we're not doing winter movies, at least let's do New Year's movies. Can you at least give us that? Give us a nice New Year's Eve party. Like, that's what that party would seal with the list. It made me want more. Next, we have Best Dressed. We have 3 movies in this category as well. For Best Dressed, we have Biltmore Christmas with Christopher Palaha and Bethany Joy Lenz with the fabulous costume designer, Keith Costumes. We have Sealed with a List, the rich colors, the dark, rich jewel tones all throughout the movie captivated me. I loved it. And last but not least, Christmas with a Kiss. And I think this movie was single-handedly carried by the dress in the beginning. I think the dress and the opening scene when she's at the restaurant with her date single-handedly put this movie in this category. But if I had to go for best dressed, I would give it to Biltmore Christmas, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Next category, we have coziest vibe. One of the reasons why I love Countdown to Christmas movies, I love me a good cozy something or other. You know? So we have three movies nominated in this category as well. Under the Christmas Sky, which was our early, like the first opening weekend with Ryan Pavey and JPK. Heidelberg Holiday, our keepsake ornament tribute movie. And then Holiday Hotline. Honestly, you guys, I am going to give the coziest movie to Holiday Hotline. It's something about the British of it all, the Thanksgiving of it all, the Niall Mater of it all, the boss of it all. All of the quirks added to the coziness. And the quirks contrasted with the heart of the movie added to the coziness of the movie. And I appreciate that. So, Holiday Hotline for coziest vibe. Next, this category I made specifically for Sealed with a List, the bedroom that I want. The best bedroom, hands down, goes to Carly Kincaid and Sealed with a List. That headboard alone deserves an award. And I want to know where that headboard's from. I need to look up the production designer and know where that headboard's from because I need that headboard in my life. Again, the rich jewel tones we have with the dark greens and then the gold, it was just so beautiful. So beautiful. Next category, Christmassiest movie. There's three movies in this as well. We have Everything Christmas, starring Cindy Busby and Corey Sevier. Haul Out the Holly 2, Lit Up. And then we have Rescuing Christmas, which was the Rachel Lee Cook and Sam Page movie that went exclusively to Hallmark Movies Now. I would honestly have to give it to Everything Christmas. I feel like that, I mean, the title alone says it. That has to be the most Christmassiest. We're going to get this word right. The Christmassiest movie of the season for me. All right, we're halfway there. Let's get through the rest of these categories. Next, cutest couple. For this, the three movies I've put in this category, Santa Summit, at all parties involved. All parties involved. Heidelberg Holiday, homie was laid it on thick and I loved it. Norwegian Holiday, ooh, I found myself smiling. But I would have to say cutest couple goes to Santa Summit. They, each individual storyline was so cute and so darling. I enjoyed it and I loved it immensely. Next is best story. We have three movies in this category, and they are Holiday Road. I don't even have to say much for that. Holiday Hotline. And then My Norwegian Holiday. I'm going to have to give this one to My Norwegian Holiday. I want this movie to be a book. And it was so... This movie surprised... I'm going to add... an honorable mention category, most surprising movie of the season, My Norwegian Holiday. This was the one when I first read the synopsis, I was like, girl, bye. And then it fish slapped me like the peas from VeggieTales from, I was going to say Nazareth, Nineveh. It fish slapped me. And I'm so glad that I watched it. I'm so glad that I heeded my friend's advice and watched it because I'm all better for it. I am. Next is a category we only have two movies in, and the category is the movie that I want to live in. The first one is Sealed with a List, and the second one is Christmas with a Kiss. Christmas with a Kiss is it's the most biased movie in terms of why I want to live in it, because the people are beautiful And I just want to be around Jamie Calica and Ronnie Rowe Jr. and Michelle Morgan. That's it. Sealed with the List, I want to be in it because Evan Roderick and Katie Finley. So I am going to go with, honestly, movie that I want to live in. I have to go with Sealed with the List, because then if I live in it, I could go to the New Year's Eve party at the end. Boom, there we go. Sealed with the List is the movie that I want to live in. Next, I affectionately titled this category H2O for Best Chemistry. How corny am I? Best Chemistry. And for that, we have Biltmore Christmas with Palaha and Joy Lenz. Christmas with a Kiss, specifically Jamie Calica and Michelle Morgan. And then Heidelberg Holiday. Now, honestly, y'all, I am going to hold you. Jamie Calica wins this. I think Jamie Calica, hands down, was the chemistry professor of the season. He gets our chemistry professor award because the eyes, the smile, the charm, the looks, the intention, the flirtation, he takes the cake for me. Best chemistry, hands down. Next, best banter between the two leads, Sealed with a List. Sealed with a List. I don't know what else you want me to say. A strong second would probably be Santa Summit, but Sealed with a List all day, every day. That's it. The last category is most likely to be my best friends, or even the best friend group that I want to be in. Most likely to be my best friend, we have two movies. One is Carly Kincaid, Sealed with the List. Next is Ava the Math Wizard from Santa Summit. And I'm going to go with Ava the Math Wizard. She seems super cool. She's incredibly intelligent. And she reads Lord of the Rings. So if I have another person in my life that reads Lord of the Rings, maybe I'll actually read it. Because my godbrother is intent on making, like, immersing me into the world of Tolkien. And I have refused because I'm a Lewis person. I prefer Narnia over Middle Earth. But I oblige because he's my godbrother and I care. But if there's one more person in my life that likes Lord of the Rings, I might be tipped over the edge to actually read it. So I'm going to go with Ava. Well, that was fun and that was different. Maybe we'll do it again next year. Maybe this will be just a one and done, but I wanted to do something different. Again, I love the movies this year. They were very different. And we're going to get into the nuts and bolts in terms of what my top 10 favorites were and my overall thoughts on this of the season. So I don't want to give too much away. And so with that, we're going to take a micro break. And when I come back, let's break down this countdown to Christmas season of 2023. So stay tuned. Welcome back, my friends. Let's get into this top 10 list of my favorite 2023 Countdown to Christmas movies. So overall, I would say this year is pretty good. I was definitely very nervous going in when the schedule first came out. I remember saying, oh, this was going to be a huge flop, but it definitely wasn't. So I'm grateful about that. But it still begs the question of why we do 40 a year for channel specifically. I haven't watched all of the Miracles of Christmas movies, but every time I watch one, the ones that came out this year, the ones that I've watched so far, all five crowns, all of them. I haven't watched one that hasn't been a five crown yet. And I think that Miracles of Christmas is evident that less is more. Because there's only 9 of them, they're like, you don't have room to miss. You know what I mean? Each one has to hit. It just has to hit. So that's kind of my overall feeling. I'm definitely much more surprised coming out of the season than I was going in. And I've seen all but a half of one. I just don't feel like finishing it. I don't know what to tell you. I just don't have the wherewithal to finish it. And so here we go. Let's get into this top 10. We have two ties. My first tie is at number 10. These are two completely different movies, and one of them is in this spot because it's qualitatively good, and the other one tied with it because it is incredibly charming and I enjoyed it so much. And those two movies are Catch Me If You Claws with Luke McFarlane and Italia Ricci, and The Secret Gift of Christmas with Christopher Russell and Megan Ori. Megan, I didn't do a review for The Secret Gift of Christmas, so here's a rapid review. I enjoyed it. It's a 4 for me, and it's a 4-crown movie. I really enjoyed it. I miss Megan so much. I miss Chesapeake Shores so much. So anytime I see someone from Chesapeake Shores in a movie, know that it's going to get an automatic like half crown, maybe even a full crown bias point. For instance, going into January, our girl Lacey with Marco Grazzini at the end of January, that already has a full bias point, maybe 2, because the both of them are paired together. Hello. But The Secret Gift of Christmas was incredibly charming. I love that it went a little bit deeper with Megan's character because on the surface, she was this happy-go-lucky, successful personal shopper, but she had her flaws. I wanted them to dig more into her shopping addiction and her using retail therapy to cover up her hurts, you know, almost like, you know how we eat our feelings sometimes, like she shops her feelings. I would wanted that to be the focus more so than the relationship with her dad. But other than that, I enjoyed it. And so I put it as Catch Me If You, like I put it next to Catch Me If You Claws because I just couldn't, it's very hard for me. How do I say this? While Catch Me If You Claws is qualitatively good, I don't know if for me it has rewatchability as much as The Secret Gift of Christmas does. And in fact, I tried to watch it again right after this and I couldn't get into it again. It was really cool as a first watch movie. I think if you haven't seen it, definitely watch it. But for me, the rewatchability of it, I don't know. I might have to take some space, take some time from it. Maybe I'll be able to watch it again next year. I don't know. But that's why I couldn't put it under The Secret Gift of Christmas again because it's just so, like, it's qualitatively good. So I hope that makes sense. But tied for number 10 is The Secret Gift of Christmas and Catch Me If You Claws. Number 9, this one I haven't reviewed either, but this one came out of nowhere. I was not quick in watching it. I didn't rush to watch it, but then people were saying, waiting for your review for this, or have you seen this movie? And so here's another rapid review. Number 9 is Round and Round. Now, this movie is hands down like 4.5 stars. It's 4.5 crowns. 4.5 crowns out of 5. And the only reason why I'm not giving it the half crown, and this is just me personally, is the lack of cozy of it. So everything else, it hits. The nerd friend group hit. The time loop hit. The leading lady and leading guy hit. Rick Hoffman, we got lit up in the best way. You know, Suits is one of my all-time favorite shows of life, right up there with Frasier. It's Suits and Frasier that carry me on in life. And so to see Rick Hoffman in this lovable dad character, beautiful, perfection. This movie is just, it's really, really good. Really, really good. And again, that half crown is just docked for not being cozy enough for me. But the movie did what it needed to do and I appreciated it. And I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the second half more than I enjoyed the first half. So yeah, yes, indeed. Number 8, My Norwegian Holiday. This was another one that was very surprising. I wasn't expecting it. I did a full review of it here on the podcast. This is probably my favorite Rhiannon Fish movie at the moment. She just did phenomenal in this. The tone of the movie, her leading man, everything about this movie hit. Everything about this movie hit. Most surprising movie of the season, and I loved it. Number 7, Haul Out the Holly 2, lit up. It's just something about Evergreen Lane that's always, I know the what are they called? The Jeffersons? The Johnsons. The Johnsons were jolly annoying, but it's just something about Evergreen Lane that's always going to carry it over the finish line for me because I want to live there. And so Haul Out the Holly 2 is number 7. Number 6, Heidelberg Holiday. This was another movie that surprised me. I was not interested in this movie at all, but I absolutely adored how Hallmark treated this movie with it being a tribute and celebration of the 50th year of Keepsake Ornaments. And I just love the tribute that they did during the commercial breaks of it. I enjoyed Germany. Never have I enjoyed Germany so much as I did in this movie. And I appreciated the leading man and the leading lady. I appreciated the family. Incredibly cozy. It was a hit. It was a hit all around for me. So that's Heidelberg Holiday at number 6. Number 5 is Holiday Hotline. So Holiday Hotline, again, Niall Mader killed it. Our leading lady killed it. The way this movie was shot, our dude Dasher from Santa Summit plays the boss. He is on par with Matty Finocchio as my favorite supporting actor in a Hallmark movie, period. He brings a quirkiness, a charm, such an organic, genuine nature to whatever role he plays. It's perfect for him. It's perfect for him. And I loved him in this. And I love this movie. Holiday Hotline. The only thing, I just wish it was a Thanksgiving movie. If it was a pure Thanksgiving movie, this would probably be higher on my list. But yes. Number 4. This one came out of, this is a late submission that I watched while I was here at my mom's, and I fell in love with this movie. Everything about this movie is perfect. This is a rapid review of Rescuing Christmas, starring Rachel Lee Cook and Sam Page, coming in at number 4. This was a straight to Hallmark Movies Now premiere, and my goodness, was this movie fantastic. It's 5 crowns. I wouldn't change a thing about it. Rachel Lee Cook is perfect. Seeing Sam Page and her together, perfect. I miss Sam Page in my Hallmark movie, so it was very good to see him again. And this is the movie that Where Are You Christmas should have, like, it should have been. And I love my Michael Rady, but that movie failed on a couple of cylinders. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But this Rescuing Christmas was a hit. And if you don't have Hallmark Movies Now, I just need you to get it for 1 month. Just pay $6 for the month. Get it. And then watch this movie because it's worth it. It's worth $6 to watch this movie. Even if you don't watch any other movie, this movie is worth $6. And I need you to watch it. Number 3, Biltmore Christmas. Palaha, Biltmore, Joy Lenz, 40s movies. I don't know what else you want from me. This movie, they did it. They crushed it. This was the feature presentation for the season. And so it delivered. It delivered, it delivered, it delivered. Number 2, this is the second instance where we have a tie. I cannot put one movie over the other for these two movies. And though these two movies are Santa Summit and Holiday Road. These two movies they're fun, they're enjoyable, they're heartwarming. The supporting cast is stellar. Holiday Road has such a rich story to it. The ensemble cast of it all. Santa Summit is just fun and funny. And there were some funny elements in Holiday Road too, but it was much more heartwarming and heartfelt than Santa Summit was. And then in Santa Summit, you have Benjamin Hollingsworth. We could just stop right there. We could just stop right there. But yes, Santa Summit and Holiday Road
are tied for my number two. And then I don't know if you heard from my superlatives list, but this is my number one favorite movie of Countdown to Christmas 2023. And all I have to say is I knew it from the sneak peek. Sealed with a list. Katie Finley, Evan Roderick. Evan Roderick is him and Chandler Massey are my besties. These two men are my newcomer besties, and I am on the train wherever they're going. When it comes to whatever movie Evan Roderick's going to be in from here on out, I'm watching it. I don't care what it's about. Same with Chandler Massey. These two men have proven themselves, in my opinion, like they have not missed in any of the movies that they've been in since they've been on the network. And now, here's the thing. Because Evan Roderick was in Autumn in the City, and Autumn in the City was a major flop. I'm talking fish out of water flop. But he was standout in that movie. And so that's why I still say that his movies don't miss, because he doesn't miss, Evan Roderick. So I mean, this movie, Sealed with a List, was perfection. If you want to see my full review, be sure to check it out on YouTube. But you guys, let's recap my top 10 favorite Countdown to Christmas Hallmark movies. Coming in at number 10, we have a tie with Catch Me If You Claws and The Secret Gift of Christmas. Number 9, we have Round and Round, our Hanukkah offering for the year. Number 8, we have My Norwegian Holiday with Rhiannon Fish and our leading man. I don't remember his name. Number 7 is Haul Out the Holly 2. Number 6 is Heidelberg Holiday. Number 5 is Holiday Hotline. Number 4 is Rescuing Christmas. Number 3 is Biltmore Christmas. And now that I look at this again, between Biltmore and Rescuing Christmas at number 3 and number 4, they can switch depending on my mood. They offer different things, but they both, I feel like, give the same punch. And so these two can switch any day depending on my mood. Number 2 is a tie between Santa Summit and Holiday Road. And number 1 is Sealed with a List. When we come back, I'm going to play for you a voice message from a longtime listener of Dear Hallmark. She left a voice message about one of the movies here on the list. And then I just want to kind of mention just 5 movies that I didn't care for this season. I shouldn't end on a bad note. Okay. We'll see what happens when I come back. Stay tuned.
Hey, Dara, it's Emma. I just listened to your review of Holiday Road, and I'm so happy that you love the movie, because the other reviews were a bit iffy about it, and I was like, no, am I seeing something wrong? But you loved it, and especially when you mentioned the moment with the Asian couple singing the karaoke, and it's so true. Like, that is really what a response is in a karaoke room. They're just so into it, and I love it so much. I was just like minding my own business, making my tea, sat down, and then that man starts going blip and the jingle bells. Oh my life. My jaw hit the floor. I enjoyed that moment so much. I just couldn't even compute what was happening. So that definitely deserves its spot on the Hallmark pedestal of hilarity. That was a great moment. I agree with you completely. Cheers. Have a great day.
Thank you, Emma, for those words. When I tell you, y'all, that karaoke scene from Holiday Road is cemented in the Hallmark Cinema Hall of Fame as most iconic scene. I'm telling you, that karaoke scene threw me out, and I was like, oh, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. And I knew that this movie was about to be something different. I just knew it. So if you would like to leave a voice message like Emma, there's a link in the show notes that will take you to a page where you're able to leave 60 seconds worth of your thoughts. You can leave one message. Some people leave multiple messages. So be sure to do that. So let's get into, instead of telling you what the 5 worst were, Do I want to do that? No, let's just, I'm going to go into some movies. All right, so here's what I'll do. I'll tell you my five least favorite, and then we'll still end on a positive note. So here are my five least favorite. Really quick, just reading off the list. It's number five, Where Are You Christmas? Number four, Navigating Christmas. Number three, Christmas by Design. Number two, Never Been Chris, and the worst, Letters to Santa. Where Are You Christmas? With Michael J. Rady and Lindsay Fonseca. That was, like, it opened up the, no, I think it was the second, was it? No, did it? I forget if it was the second weekend of the year. I think it was the second Saturday movie of the season. But I wanted, Michael Rady didn't do what he, what, like, that wasn't my Michael Rady. I don't know what that movie was. But we needed a different movie than that. Again, Rescuing Christmas should have been our Christmas disappearing movie from the season. And they should have just put Lindsay and Michael in another Hallmark Movies and Mysteries movie. I think that's what they should have done. Navigating Christmas, I mean, Stephen Hazard. I don't know what else to tell you. His movies just have not hit on any cylinders at all in 2023. From Love at Glacier National in the beginning of the year to Jane DeSilva in the middle of the year. And then we had our Christmas in July with Royal Christmas Crush. And now this one, all of them are just bottom feeders for me, unfortunately. And I just can't, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Actually, I do know. I just don't want to say it. Okay. Christmas by Design was boring. I love Jonathan Keltz, but that movie was boring. Never Been Chris. I did a whole Gettysburg Address about it on YouTube. I think that movie had, do I want to say tremendous potential? I think the casting, like if we had those three same people, but in a different context with a different story, I think we could have had something great. But ultimately, it was a story that failed the movie. And it was just, yeah. And Letters to Santa was just depressing. I don't want to watch that at Christmas. People fighting all the time, you know? It was just Bad News Bears and it was not cool. So Letters to Santa was my least favorite of the entire season. But here's a group of movies that I would watch again, some that are included in my top 10 and some that aren't. Checking It Twice with Kevin McGarry and Kim Matula, definitely rewatchable. Under the Christmas Sky with Ryan Pavey and JPK. Santa Summit, Heidelberg Holiday, Biltmore Christmas, Holiday Road, Everything Christmas. That was our Christmiest, I cannot say that word right. Christmassiest movie. And I loved it. Haul Out the Holly 2 because Evergreen Lane. Holiday Hotline, Norwegian Holiday. Sealed with a List, Rescuing Christmas. Magic in Mistletoe, okay? Don't sleep on the magic. That's in Mistletoe. All right. Well, you all, this is our last podcast episode of 2023. It has been such a wild year. Like, this year has been bananas and pajamas times four. Wow. What a year. Who knows where the journey will take us in 20 and 24. But I just hope you stay on for the ride. And for those of you who are new here, welcome. Thank you for joining us. I look forward to sharing more of my thoughts with you about more Hallmark movies in the new year. As I mentioned in the previous episode, I normally take January off. So that's what I'm going to do. So there'll be no new podcast episodes for the month of January. I'm going to take that time to recoup. And then we'll be back at it in February because February, we have Love You, Ari Loves Jane Austen. And so it's going to be a Jane Austen themed month, which is going to be very, very cute. I'll probably open this season with a preview episode. Who knows? We'll find out. Be sure to follow Dear Hallmark on Instagram and Facebook to know when season four, can you believe season four is starting? Season four of the podcast will begin. And be sure to rate and review the podcast. Let me know how I'm doing. But also when you do that, it does something to the algorithm and put the podcasts in the faces of more people so they can know that there's other Hallmark content out there for them to consume. So again, you guys, my name is Dara. This is Dear Hallmark. I wish you a blessed, restful holiday and new year. And I'll talk to you guys in season 4 of Dear Hallmark.